Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the weekly broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. Now, as the year comes to a close, we look back and thank the Lord for all of the blessings He's given us this year, and we look forward to what He has in store for us in the upcoming year. And we pray that our short little time with you each week has been a blessing to you, and we look forward to many more opportunities of being able to share with you the different messages that God lays on our heart. You know, we've talked about many different things, and in just this month, we've talked about how God often uses the little things, how He has given us reasons to be faithful, He's given us proper instructions, and He has reminded us that we need to learn and live by His promises, or we will fall into blindness. And this week, we'll close out the year by talking about salvation of the entire person. So if you have your Bibles, please turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, as we turn the message over to Pastor Reynolds.
This morning, I'd like to take my text from the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 23. And the God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'd like to speak this morning on the subject, salvation of the entire person. Did you know that man is a triune being? Man has three parts. Man has a spirit, man has a soul, and man has a body. Therefore, all three parts need to be saved. There is a salvation of the spirit, the soul, and the body. Salvation of the spirit is what we might term initial salvation. This is the beginning of a relationship with Christ. This is justification by faith. This is also sanctification of the spirit. But then there's another part to this salvation, that is salvation of the soul. This is progressive salvation. The salvation of the life, justification by works, it's progressive sanctification. It progresses in our life. Then there's a third part. There's salvation of the body. This is glorification, redemption of the body. This occurs at the resurrection. So understand exactly, there is only one salvation. But it's related to us in three ways. The Bible says in the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, and verse number 23, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Notice, first of all, salvation of the spirit is point number one. In Romans chapter 3 and verse number 23, the Bible states, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. This verse stating very clearly that there is no one that is saved by their own works. There's no one that's good enough to be saved. It is only by the power of God that anybody is ever saved. Because all men have sinned. All men have come short of the glory of God. Notice in the book of Romans chapter 5 and verse number 12. The Bible here states, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. This passage is speaking about Adam, who caused sin to come into the world, and death by sin. And so death has passed upon all men. Why? For all have sinned. But I'm thankful today to know that I have an eternal Savior. The Bible states in the book of John, chapter 3, and verse number 16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm glad that Jesus Christ has paid for all of my sins on the cross of Calvary. I'm glad that Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of the living God. The Bible states in the book of Romans, chapter 10, and verse number 10, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." It is not that a person simply says that they're saved and that makes them saved. No, it's not that way at all. But what they say comes from their heart, and they know that inside them they are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm thankful that I have this eternal security that only Jesus Christ can give unto me. Notice what the Bible states in the book of John, chapter 10, verse number 27. "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them." I'm reading in John, chapter 10, and verse number 27. "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." You know, I'm glad that Jesus Christ gives the same kind of life that he has. Jesus Christ has eternal life. Would anybody doubt that? I don't think anybody would ever doubt that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he is. And he gives to us eternal life, because that is what he has to give. God always gives what he has. Jesus has eternal life, as Jesus Christ never had a beginning and he will never have an ending. Therefore, he gives us that believe in him what he has. Jesus Christ gives eternal life. He gives everlasting life. Notice in the book of John, chapter 3, and verse number 15, "That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life." We've already read John, chapter 3, and verse number 16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Notice also in the book of John, chapter 3, and verse number 36. "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." The Bible makes it very clear, does it not, that Jesus Christ gives us eternal life. Notice the book of John, chapter 6, and verse number 39. The Bible says in this place, "And this is the Father's will, which has sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, even everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." I'm grateful that Jesus Christ is who saves me, because he has eternal life, and Jesus Christ gives me eternal life. Listen, if you're lost today, Jesus Christ can give you this precious gift of everlasting life. It doesn't have to run out. It doesn't ever run out. Jesus gives what he has. Look in the book of John, chapter 6, and verse number 47. The Bible said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life." John chapter 6 and verse number 54. "Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." You know, I'm glad that Jesus Christ gives eternal life. I'm glad. I'm thankful for it. Notice that after a person has been redeemed, after a person receives everlasting life given to him by the Father, the Bible says they'd ought to be baptized. Why? Look again. In the book of Acts, chapter 2, and verse number 41, the Bible says, "Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Notice this place, that the Bible says very clearly here, then they that gladly received his word, that's point number one. Point number two is this, were baptized. Baptism always comes after salvation. Notice also in the book of Romans chapter 6 and verse number 1. The Bible said, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? This passage gives us a basic and beautiful recapitulation of our being baptized. The verse 1 says we are not to continue in sin. Baptism shows to all the world that we are not going to continue to live in sin. This is what baptism is all about. Notice in verse number 3, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death. You see, I'm baptized into the death of Jesus Christ. We were baptized because or concerning the death of Christ, because he died that we might have life. Verse number 4 and Romans chapter 6. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. This passage tells us, after that we are baptized, what we ought to do. We ought to live the way that God wants us to live. We should never just do things for ourselves, but we should always dedicate our lives to doing only what God wants us to do. I'm very thankful that Jesus Christ grants salvation. But there's also faithful service to God after salvation and after baptism. Notice in the book of John, chapter 14, verse number 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. Listen, it is not wrong to keep the Ten Commandments, but keeping those commandments will not save anybody. But the reason that a person keeps the commandments is because they already are saved. John chapter 12 and verse number 26 states, if any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve him, him will my Father honor. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse number 25 states, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. I'm thankful that Jesus Christ has saved me, and I'm thankful that I can meet in the house of God with the people of God to worship the God that saved me. Salvation is of the entire person. There's salvation of the whole spirit, the whole soul, and the whole body. This is what salvation really is.
You know, I'm so thankful that God was merciful to me and that he saved me even though I didn't deserve it. And then I'm amazed to find that he's continuing to teach me and to work things in my life to bring me closer to him. And last but not least, one day he will allow me to spend an eternity with him and I'll be in a glorified body. You know, it doesn't matter how many times you hear about it, the story of salvation is absolutely amazing. You know, and if you're lost and you want to know more about salvation, please contact us at 636-673-2180. You can also log into our website for additional resources on salvation or additional ways to contact us. That website address is independencebaptist.org. You know, and salvation is such an important topic, and it's not one to be put off. Seek the Lord, and he will be found. Well, before we close today, we do want to extend a personal invitation to each of you to come and join us for services. We're located at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. The services will be starting at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, and then we'll follow that with worship services at 11. And then this afternoon, we'll have a prayer meeting at 3:45, followed by worship services again at 4:30. Well, it looks like our time has once again slipped away from us, but we do want to thank you for listening today, and we want to remind you to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.